Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur. Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time, I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Once a decision has been made to go no contact, the very thing we should do, in my opinion, is to rest. Rest, rest, rest. Then rest some more. You have literally been through hell and back. Your mind has not been at ease. It's been perhaps full of anxiety, stress beyond what you have never thought was possible. Did I say rest? It's okay. You deserve it. Rest some more. Take a deep breath in and out. Do it now even. Let your lungs fill with air. Take a pause, then let the air out and do it again. You are absolutely amazing. You have made it, and I just want to congratulate you on making this choice in your life to cut the tie. I'm proud of you. It takes a lot. So the first thing is rest. Second, congratulate yourself. You've come a long way. Right? You've endured and you have worked hard to come to this place. You've perhaps studied about narcissistic abuse and you've come to terms with what has happened in your life. You've been abused beyond what any human should endure. It's been beyond, right? The line has been drawn. So I want you to congratulate yourself. You've made one of the most important decisions of your life. A new beginning is coming your way. Your future is absolutely bright. Pat yourself on the back, take another breath in, and let it out slowly. You did it. Third, anticipate the fallout. You have made, as we said, one of the most important decisions of your life. And this decision may change your life. You've been through hell. And honestly, there may be even a little bit more hell to endure. I want to be honest. I want to be upfront. When in a relationship with a narcissist or even former relationship with a narcissist, exiting the relationship is not always the easiest thing. Right? You've chosen the path to freedom and there is hope, there's restoration, there's peace, which may be impossible to see at this point. But let me encourage you, you are on the way. However, the narcissistic abuser may launch an all-out war against you because you've left, because you put a line in the sand, you put a boundary. They're not going to be happy. So I want you to be mentally prepared for this. A smear campaign may be launched. Lies may be spread to try to bring you down in any way. So I want you to be mentally prepared for this. The war is not over. No contact is the beginning. I'm proud of you. And we have to keep going, right? We may have to pick up some weights with us and run, right? Soon we'll be able to drop these weights off. I'm with you. Next, fourth, be prepared for feelings of remorse. Thoughts may flood your mind to second guess this decision you have made. Right? And that's what we've been programmed to do. Self-doubt. That's one of the narcissist's greatest weapons. Right? I've got a video on that too, and I'll link that one below. But second guessing ourself. That's their ammo. Right? So be prepared that you're going to look back on your situation and say, what have I done? Did I make the right decision? You may even say, I can't believe I'm going no contact. What was I thinking? You may even question yourself and say, this is my mom, or this is my daughter, or this is my husband, or this is my fill in the blank, my colleague. This is my neighbor. This is my, you know, fill it in. And so it's going to take some time to work through these thoughts and emotions. I apologize. That's my dog barking. You might think, is this the right way to handle this? Why does it need to come to this? Is there any other way? So be prepared for these thoughts to circle around in your head. It's these thoughts of doubt. The enemy in our life wants nothing more than for us to be disempowered and to even self-sabotage our own pathway to freedom and independence and healing, to start a new life of being restored and to move on. So moving forward may be contrary to everything we've been taught. It may be a confusing time, and that's okay. It's not always an easy path. So we anticipate that. So I encourage you with these four steps to keep going. After no contact, you can do it one day at a time, even sometimes 1 hour at a time, one moment to the next, right? We're not going to worry about tomorrow. We're just going to take today in and of itself and work through it at the present moment. So I just want to encourage you, and I look forward to being with you again in our next video. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and/or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.